a working air guitar, and some tips on raising panda cubs coming up on the Science Update podcast. Science Update comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society, and is sponsored by Science Netlinks, providing a wealth of standards-based resources for K-12 science educators, including lesson plans based on Science Update radio shows, at sciencenetlinks.com. I'm Science Update producer Chelsea Wald. Whether you grew up listening to Chuck Berry or Good Charlotte, almost everybody has played the air guitar at some point or another. Now, computer scientists in Finland have turned this teenage fantasy into a multimedia reality.
An air guitar that really rocks. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. This rendition of Smoke on the Water may not be brilliant, but it's pretty good for an air guitar. The virtual guitar is the brainchild of computer scientist Aki Kanerva and his colleagues at the Helsinki University of Technology in Finland. To use it, you just slip on a pair of gloves and step in front of a camera.
And you take a rock guitarist pose, as if you were holding an imaginary guitar, and then just rock away.
The camera tracks the movement of one hand along the imaginary fretboard and the strumming of the other. The information is sent to a computer that turns the gestures into riffs and licks. And while Eric Clapton's job is probably safe, the system's giving average Joes a chance to feel like rock gods. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next on the Science Update podcast, everyone's interested in world records, from the fastest sprinter to the biggest hot dog eater. A listener asked about the record holder for the world's smallest living creature.
Microbiology. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Listener Misha Salas-Weiners from Rockville, Maryland, asked what the smallest living thing is. We turn to microbiologist Mike Conrad of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He says the smallest we know of is a parasitic bacterium called Mycoplasma genitalium. It's about 1/5,000th of a millimeter in diameter.
And some viruses can be much smaller, even, say, 10 times smaller, like poliovirus is one of the smallest viruses.
But many scientists don't consider viruses to be true life forms because they can't do anything outside their hosts. If you've got a science question, big or small, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use it on the show, you'll win a Science Update mug. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
People are head over heels in love with the cute panda cubs in San Diego and Washington, D.C. But before you know it, they'll be all grown up. The National Zoo staff told us what they're doing to raise their cub into a happy and healthy panda adult.
The science of panda rearing. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. This year has seen a record number of panda babies in zoos around the world, including precocious Tai Shan at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Assistant curator Lisa Stevens is on the team that cares for Tai. She says his birth has been a good opportunity for the zoo to showcase its style of panda raising, which is to step back and let the mother do the work.
We really take a more remote approach. Her biology and her behavior has evolved to do the job, and we feel we need to set the stage for that to happen.
They do that by giving her choices, like where she and Tai will sleep and when it's time to nurse or play. So far, she's been a natural. Steven says the next challenge is to find the right conditions for pandas to breed, something they don't do readily in captivity. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next, just in case you need another good reason to work out, we have this story on how exercise can help keep your brain fit as well as your body.
What's good for the body is good for the brain. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Exercise keeps your body in shape, and it can do the same for your brain. That's according to neuroscientist Tom Foster of the University of Florida. His team found that 2-year-old rats that exercised regularly had brains that looked like those of youthful 6-month-old rats. On the other hand, sedentary rats' brains looked old and damaged. Foster says the mild stress of light exercise seems to prepare brain tissue to fight the greater stress of aging, called oxidative stress.
Oxidative stress is bad for just about every tissue. So it's going to be good for your heart, it's going to be good for your muscles, it's going to be good for your brain to exercise.
He says to fight loss of memory and motor function in old age, people over 40 should walk 30 minutes or run 1 mile every day. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Finally, on the Science Update podcast, some human traits are relatively new, like our brain's higher order thinking, and some traits go back tens or even hundreds of millions of years. We report on a discovery that links us to the fruit fly.
A fly on the family tree. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Scientists at the Carnegie Institution of Washington recently discovered that fruit flies have stem cells in their gut, similar to those in humans and other vertebrates. The scientists say humans and flies shared common ancestors 500 million years ago. This particular connection will help the researchers use fruit flies to study human digestive disorders. In other news, scientists report in the journals Nature and Biology Letters on the running styles of humans versus greyhounds. Humans have to use the same muscles to propel themselves as they use to support their weight and expend a lot of energy staying upright around corners. Greyhounds use separate muscles for propulsion and support and corner much more easily. The work will benefit both vets and sports medicine professionals in optimizing speed and avoiding injuries. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This has been the Science Update podcast. Subscribe for free at www.scienceupdate.com, where you can browse our archive and submit science questions for our Why Is It feature. You can also call us at 1-800-WHY-ISIT. The Science Update podcast comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Chelsea Wald.